Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and to week 38 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation is, I listen to my heart and trust it to lead the way. I was reflecting on this and trying to think of a time when I let my heart lead the way and it led me astray. And I couldn't think of one. And the first question was, how comfortable do you feel allowing your heart to guide you? And I can't say that I am 100% comfortable with letting it guide me, because I know plenty of times I struggle between like my head and my heart and what the analysis says and what the data says and my heart says. I do plenty of deliberating, but I couldn't think of an example of when my heart led me astray. And so it made me think about like the power of our heart guiding us. You might have heard people talk about like how we have more than one brain, that we have a brain in our head, of course, an actual organ brain, but that we also have a brain in our heart, and some people would say also in our gut. And I strongly believe that there are different ways of knowing, and that letting our heart guide the way can be really powerful. And I've never felt like it's betrayed me. There have been times where I think my heart has led me to make decisions that feel impulsive, but over time, like, I don't think that they were wrong. They just felt maybe out of character, or maybe not even out of character, but just like very like leap of faith. I'll say that. And so there was a time where I can remember I was traveling abroad solo, and I was going to take this trip with a woman that was also on the same fellowship, and she got a parasite, couldn't go. And I remember crying and just being like, I don't know that I can do this by myself. I had just, I think, been there 3 weeks in this French-speaking country when my French was really rusty, and I'm supposed to get on a plane and go to two other French-speaking countries. What? Like, that just felt so silly. Like, my head was like, this doesn't compute. This doesn't make sense. But my heart was kind of like, I think you'll have an adventure. I think you should go. It's scary, but why not? And I'm so glad. Like, so glad I listened to my heart in that one, because the lessons I learned on that trip, I wouldn't even say hardships, but like, yeah, the lessons, the bumps and the blessings of that trip, I am still drawing on today. Actually was telling a story, talking to my sister about a story from that trip that was relevant to what we were talking about like just yesterday. And so I know in my heart, in my gut, in my brain, that letting my heart guide me can lead to really great things. And yet I can't say that I always do it. And so I'm being honest with you as I go through this reflection of self-love. I want you to be honest with yourself. And so it's an area where I want to get better at listening and slowing down to hear what it has to tell me. And I think one of the questions that the author asks us to reflect on is, what might change if you did that all the time? I think I would slow down more. I think to be able to do that, I would have to slow down. And that might be a good thing. Like, it's a practice that I've been like, okay, why not give that a try? What does it hurt? If you can't think of a time where it's led you astray, why not do it more? And why not get into the practice of doing that more? And so I think what would change or what would be different is like my pace would have to slow down to be able to do it. I'm sure some other things would be different, but that's what came to me. And then this exercise around like, what is your heart saying yes to, like emphatic yes to, is another exercise that I want to do more often, because I think you might maybe have heard the flip of this. Like when people say, you know, no is a complete sentence. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no. That's a different version of this. That's like a slightly different but similar version of this. Like if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. But like what is your heart saying emphatically yes to? And so I think it's slightly different and worth engaging in. Not just identifying what's a no, but identifying what's a yes. And sometimes we have to do a little bit of both to get to that list of seven yeses. But do this exercise because it can help you hone in on what you should prioritize, where you should be spending your time. You should be spending your time on where the emphatic yeses are. Cultivate that. Spend more time there. Carve out time for those activities. And then if you want to engage in some reflection, like one of the things that they suggested in this week was an audio meditation. And I think it's sometimes people, when people hear meditation, they like, oh, seize up. And they're like, I don't meditate. I can't do it. Just give it a try. Like it could be a 2 minute, it could be a 30 second meditation, like just to slow down. And as I'm saying, I need to slow down to listen more. I've gotten out of the habit. I go in and out of my meditation practice. And I have to remind myself that it can even be a moving meditation. Like it can be a walk around the block that's mindful. It can be a minute of deep breathing that's mindful. It doesn't have to be like a full-on practice. Like when I'm really in the groove, it's like I usually have about 12 minutes of meditation. But if I don't have time, I don't have time. I have friends who meditate for like 40-some minutes and it can't even fathom, right? But I don't not do it just because I can't do 40. I shouldn't say I can't do because I'm not doing 40. So I invite you to reflect, to meditate on, for you, what your heart is saying yes to and how you can listen to it a little bit more. I hope that this journey of self-love has been informative for you. I would love to hear how it's going for you in the comments. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials, and I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.